going to sing a song with gestures. I know from Roland that you were having yes, Jesus loves me, but we will sing another one. Our lady is inviting us to live and to do everything in God's light. So if you would please stand up, we will sing "We Are Marching in the Light of God." You know that every year the 24th of June, which is the first day of Our Lady's apparition 36 years ago, as she appeared with her little son, the little baby Jesus, and she was smiling to the visionaries and inviting them to come closer to her. So she didn't speak that day. She spoke that the day after, the 25th of June. But she appeared the 24th. So Father Slavko initiated the March of Peace during the war here. And so the mothers and many other people were praying, walking for 20 kilometers from Humas, from Lyubushki to Medjugorje. So we did this also this year. We were walking and praying and singing and marching for the peace. So let our life be a march of peace through our behavior, to our prayer, to our conversion. And now we are going to sing. We are marching, we are flying, and we are praying in the light of God in order to do everything in the love and in the light of God. So, but then we will help you with very simple gestures. And please do not only look to her, but do whatever she shows you.
We are praying. stayed in the light of God. We are sleeping in the light of God. We are sleeping, sleeping, sleeping alone. We are sleeping in the light of God. We are sleeping, sleeping, sleeping alone. We are sleeping in the light of God.
Stop it.
We are jumping in the light of God.
The truth and the love.
Jesus for everything he does for us, everything he did for us. He died on the cross for each one of us. He opened wide heaven for each one of us.
He opened wide
heaven for
each
one of us. So far we cooperate with him and his grace, we will enter the kingdom of God at the end of our earthly life. So that's the purpose of our lives, yes? And that's why we are all here and why we are here. So we'll play the melody and then we sing together. Thank you, Jesus. You are our joy, you are our peace, you are our King.
You are our joy.
So, I'm coming from a musical family.
My mother was a pianist.
My teacher. Singer. And
my father
was a violinist.
And
as I was born, my mother consecrated me to Our Lady. With her whole heart, she was very young. And my father consecrated me to a violin. I started to sing as I was 4. I started to play the piano as I was 5. And I started to play the violin as I was 6. I started to play with my mother in the church where she was conducting the choir as well. She was singing and playing the organ. And I started to play with my dad on the stage. He was a professional violinist. And I didn't really realize the talent I had, but my parents did. So I had to go further with the education musically. And I started to give concerts already with 8, and then as I was 9, I was accompanied by the orchestra of my city, the symphonic orchestra. So it was a very busy life I had since I was a child, because I had to go to school, then I had to practice, and even more and more. And as I was 14, after the revolution in Romania, when coming to Romania, and there was communism as here in Medjugorje and other countries, and East Europe, Germany, East Germany, and unfortunately North Korea, and we know the other countries. So until I was 14, there was a communism also in Romania. My mother was really risking her job and her freedom, because she was going every day to the church and not only attending the mass, but playing and animating, you know, as I grew up. And she was organizing a lot of things in Greece. So this strong faith she was leaving and testifying with her life, it was a great example for me. So after the revolution in Romania, and I was 14, my dad brought me to Italy to an international violin competition at Milano. Where I received the first prize and the golden cup. So this was in the 90s, 1990, a great success that opened wide many doors for me. But it became to a heavier cross than before, because with this success, I had to go and play again and again to Italy and to other countries and televisions. And I had to practice above going to school and above the second school, which was the musical school. I had to practice even 8 hours a day. And as I was 16, I was invited to Japan on a trainee. And I arrived there with this question: what's the sense of everything I'm doing?
Because
I had to practice so much, I had to travel a lot. As I went back to Romania, I had to go to do exams at the school, and I had a very, very busy life and schedule every day. And the 5th of December, I was playing at a museum in a concert hall in Tokyo. So, with this question, what's the sense of everything I'm doing? At the end of the concert, the public was asking for more encores. And I thought after the 3rd encore, I played for you guys the whole night. What do you want from me? But I was only thinking, you know. I was 16, far away from my home. It's a bit like you coming from Europe, right? Coming here, another world. Still 16, you know. So because you see, the applauses and the success weren't enough to let me understand the sense I was doing. Because they were for a moment there, they would not fulfill my heart. And so, at that very moment, while the public was asking for the 4th encore, I remembered my dad saying, "Oh, Belinda, play the Ave Maria." that he taught me to play when I was a child, and I was playing it so often with my mother in the churches. Play the Ave Maria also on the stage and talk to the public. Don't be like a statue in front of the people. So I thought, okay, I take that advice, and I started to talk to the public in English, and I said, I am Christian. But there was a public, there were no pilgrims in Medjugorje listening to my testimony. So, Japanese have similar eyes. I mean, the little eyes became that big. They kept silent, and I continued to say, I'm coming from a Christian country, bigger eyes. And then I said, we Christians, we are in the Advent. That means we are preparing ourselves for Christmas. We Christians expect our Messiah, and we celebrate the birth of the Messiah. And so this month is a month of preparation for us. I was just telling them, you know, what are we doing as Christians in the Advent, you know, in December. And I said, I would like to play the Ave Maria for you that announces the coming of the Messiah, the birth of our Savior. But first of all, my heart was touched, deeply touched by the presence of Our Lady I felt in the midst of us. In that very unusual moment, that very unusual occasion. So I started to realize after that, step by step, that everything I was doing has a deeper sense, had a deeper sense that then a pose, that success that didn't fulfill my heart. I met my future teacher in Tokyo, having a master international class in Germany. He was and is very famous. And just in case you know him or you've heard of him, Zahar Bron, and he's from the school of Davide Stach, if there's any musician among you. So a very famous violin teacher came to meet in his international masterclass a year after I met him in Tokyo. So as I was 17, with a scholarship I received. And I became his student among other very, very talented, gifted young people coming from all over the world to study in Germany, the North Germany, along Hamburg in Lübeck. And they wanted to become famous, and they were really very good. So I was the only one from my country, and my teacher wanted to build a career with me. So I was also one of his hopes, you know, and the hope of those who really realized the talent I had. But I wasn't aware, I still wasn't aware. So, among other things, I started to go to the church, the Holy Mass. My mother would tell me, wherever you are in the world, on Sundays, you search for a church, a Catholic church, and you go to the Holy Mass. That's what I did also in Tokyo. And I had to go so far away, like 2 hours by train, you know, to find the church. So, I realized in Germany, going to the Mass, that I was the only one from the university going to the Holy Mass. And after a while, seeing 2, 3, maximum 5 older, elderly people than me, I started to ask myself, am I from another planet? Am I strange? Is something wrong with me? Where are the young people? Where are the people? So then I also understood, because the very few Catholics in the North Germany, they were born Catholics, practicing their faith. And in the meantime, while I was asking myself, where are the young people? Because I was used back in Romania and in Europe to see people. So one friend of mine invited me to go with her and some other friends of her to the school. And as I went there, I saw for myself the Helena. And it was terrible. I saw publicly Sodoma and Gomorrah. It was really terrible, terrifying for me. I went away from there crying out from the depth of my heart, "My Lord and my God, where am I?" So very sophisticated, very modern disco, you know. And I saw there young people, so many young people. I was crying. I was asking the Lord, "Why are they here and not coming to the church?" You know, I was so innocent, only 18. And my mother was hardly praying for me back home. And the priests and the religious and the prayer groups and among the people who were praying for me not to get lost in the world with the talents I had, they did from my parish in Romania, from my very beautiful city, Brasov. She was coming to Medjugorje and she was praying hardly for me. And one day when I was in Romania in holidays, on holidays, she gave me a book of Our Lady's messages from Medjugorje, and then she gave me a rosary from Medjugorje. She was praying with this for me, and I didn't have peace until I did come here afterwards, that year in 96, with that book, that rosary and the violin. I didn't want to bring it with me. I came from Germany by myself because at the end of the war here. And at the end of that book, there was a picture of Father Slavko and the number of this parish. So I called from Germany because there was no one interested to come to Medjugorje. There was no organized pilgrimage. So I called this parish and asked about talking to Father Slavko. I introduced myself to him on the phone and told him I would like to come here. There's no pilgrimage. And he was insisting on me not to come alone here. And I asked, "Where is Medjugorje?" Because I went to the office, you know, to buy a ticket. And nobody could tell me where is Medjugorje. So he said it's between so-and-so, near Mostar, between Steve and Dubrovnik, and come to the place, Dubrovnik. But don't come alone. And that was the end of our conversation. So I went to buy the ticket from Hamburg to Frankfurt, Frankfurt Split, and praying and thinking, "Oh, Father Slavko told me not to come alone," and I was only by myself, and waiting for the flight from Frankfurt to Split, we saw a group of ladies from California. They had written
California,
Marian Pilgrimage, California, Medjugorje. So can you imagine? I saw them praying the rosary, you know, at the airport in Frankfurt. So I came to Split with that group. They were inspected by a bus from Medjugorje. So I arrived in Medjugorje, and I wasn't alone. I went with them to the hotel. And the next day, we arrived in the evening late. So the next day, I went to the church. And I see Father Slavko, I recognize him. And I say, "Hello, Father." He says, "Hello, Melinda." And he asks me, "Where is your violin?" Oh my God, that violin I didn't want to bring with me. I was so angry. But I had to bring it because I had to practice. So I said, "It's back in the hotel." Okay, so in the evening I was already playing this violin here in Medjugorje during the Mass, the Ave Maria, and afterwards there was the adoration. Like it would be tomorrow, right after the Mass. So I found myself among many people in the front of the Blessed Sacrament with such a joy, singing and playing that music, that simple music. This is a simple music here in Medjugorje, you know. And I had such a joy that my heart melted and felt I want to be here forever. But I had to go back to my studies. I had to go back to my searching of the sense of everything I was doing. I had to go back to my concerts, to me. I came back when I could in the holidays. And to just to make it short, in the year 2000, in February, with my master's degree in Germany, I decided to live here. Without knowing why, and I renounced a career. I renounced 500 euros per minute I was offered for the dream in Austria, the Mozarteum, the dream as violinist and musician. And I renounced the security of everything I was offered, you know,
as a
high-level violinist. And I started to live here in Medjugorje. Some relatives thought I got totally crazy. My teacher didn't forgive me until today. And my grandmother thought, oh, poor Melinda, she had a deception in love. Who knows why she did this? You know, they thought it was nothing about that. It was a call I was just trying to answer. I'm living here, but really without knowing what was going on, what would go on later. So here I am after 17 years, living at the School of Our Lady, putting my life into her hands and consecrating my life to her son Jesus, renouncing the work, the career, and playing here this beautiful but very simple music for a violinist with 18 years of studying the master's degree. By putting my life to serve the Lord through this music and helping, you know, this ministry of music here in Medjugorje. Now this music sounds in many languages, not only here, but everywhere where the pilgrims bring this music and this joy of this music that opens so many hearts because of Jesus, because of Mary, because of their love. And because of my and our humble yes every day here in Medjugorje to a life that doesn't offer us that what the world would offer us me as a soulmate, but offers us the eternal life. So that's why I'm still here. And now I would like to ask you kindly to close your eyes, please don't sleep in. And I would like to play for you the hymn of Medjugorje instrumental. And then right after, so just in silence, I would play the Ave Maria from Bakuno. And I invite you to consecrate yourself to Our Lady, our Immaculate Heart, motherly heart, and talk to her. Be very to her. Your worries, your joys, everything that hurts you. And while I would play the Ave Maria, I invite you to say your yes with her, to Jesus. Say your yes to the eternal life. And everything we have to fulfill on the earth in order to live forever in God's love. The prayer, the monthly confession, reading and practicing the Bible, going to the Eucharist, taking part of the Mass as often as possible, praying every day with the heart, praying the Lord's Holy Rosary. So please close your eyes, open wide your heart. give an applause for him. Now, we are going to play one piece that I composed on the theme of a song of the resurrection.
Can you forget to use a copy?
The title is Resucitó, and we offer it to praise the risen one, and we ask him to be our strength,
and
our guide, and our light towards heaven, eternal life. Italian French. Her mother is French. Her dad is Italian.
Italian.
She lives here, and together with other young people, they are here right now. She's part of my project, an organization for music. It started 4 years ago, and she was inspired to me many years ago during a youth festival to involve young people who have a talent to play, sing, to dance, in order to give praise and glory to God. And I try heartily to help them to live in chastity until they marry and to live with the sacraments. So this is an international project I have. Little Stars of Jesus and Mary. This is a fruit of this place, a fruit of my yes to God. And so we also travel a lot. There are other musicians very gifted from other countries. And we gather them and we play here. And we give benefit concerts also here. And then we play all over the world where we are invited, either in churches or theaters. But with sacred music, you know, sometimes classical, but sacred music, and arrange for similar instruments, and give praise and glory to God. So we thank you for coming here.
Benito.
And we wish you all the best.
We muốn
have a blessed journey back home and
ừ.
leave. Bring our lady with you. There was Father Hugo after Father Slavko died.
Father Slavko,
Father Hugo was here for 7 years after Father
Slavko
died, and he was leading the adoration. And at the end of the adorations, he used to say, "Oh Lord Jesus, please don't stay here in the church. Don't remain here. Come with us at home." And bless your Christians.
So
continue to lead the messages and the gospel where you are.
We
keep united in prayer wherever we are.
One another
and
support
each other spiritually. Now, Father, we ask you to give us all your blessing as Our Lady sits. You say that the blessing of a priest is the blessing of her son Jesus. And the priest is the only one on the earth giving us the body and the blood of Christ and giving us the blessing of Jesus and delivering us, giving us the absolution of our sins in the confession. So please remember at least once a month to confess, to be clean, to be free, and to be full of joy through the prayer every day.
Our Father in heaven, holy be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. It is not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now at the hour of death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. This was the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, will come and end. Mary, Queen of Peace,
pray for us.
The Lord be with you.
And
may Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you very much.